Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Legislation moves on to the House that passed in the Senate early this morning to make deep cuts in public broadcasting and foreign aid. Washington Democrat Maria Cantwell points out recent storms across the country.
PBS operates those warning, alert, and response networks, which then transmits over 11,000 emergency alerts alone last year, a 30% increase from the previous year. So why are we talking about cutting off emergency alerts?
Missouri Republican Eric Schmidt says cuts include $3 million for Iraqi Sesame Street and $33 million for UN programs like funding for transgender tampons in Bangladesh, LGBTQ campaigns in Rio, and third gender community centers in Southeast Asia.
That is offensive. And that's just a short laundry list of the ways in which these bureaucrats have betrayed the trust of the American people.
A new AP NORC Center poll shows President Trump's approval rating on immigration and government spending has slipped. Only about a quarter of adults say the president's policies have helped them since he took office. New research from New York University says more than a million low-income households, most of them working families with children who depend on the nation's public housing and Section 8 voucher programs, could be at risk of losing their government-subsidized homes. The AP's Sally Ho reports the Trump administration wants to limit rental assistance.
The time restriction is part of a White House proposal that seeks to slash the Department of Housing and Urban Development's budget. White House officials argue that HUD's rental assistance programs are full of fraud and waste because federal subsidies were never meant to be permanent. Supporters also say time limits could help give more families a chance to get into public housing.
The government says consumer spending picked up last month after an earlier pullback, despite anxiety over tariffs and the state of the economy. Officials say an Israeli strike hit a Gaza church, killing two people. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are edging higher on Wall Street, keeping indexes near their records. The S&P 500 was up 0.2% in the first hour of trading Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 58 points. It's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.4%. Pepsi and United Airlines rose after releasing results that beat forecasts. Several healthcare companies were lower. Abbott Labs fell 6%. Elevant Health gave back 11%. Treasury yields were mixed in the bond market, following better-than-expected reports on retail sales and unemployment claims. The yield on the 10-year Treasury edged down to 4.44%. Seth Sutel, New York.
President Volodymyr Zelensky says a new Ukrainian government approved today will race to expand domestic arms production to meet half the country's weapons needs within 6 months. Meantime, Switzerland says the U.S. Defense Department has informed it Washington is diverting a Swiss order for Patriot air defense systems to help Ukraine. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,